Good morning. It's Thursday, June 23 ND. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Sacramento will be sunny and hot with a high near 102 degrees. Tonight will be clear with a low around 64. Winds could be as high as 23 miles per hour. Let's start things off with real estate news. One of the Sacramento region's most sought-after suburbs is getting a large affordable housing apartment complex, filling a void in a community with some of the area's highest housing prices. USA Properties has started construction on a 288-unit project between University Avenue and Wildcat Boulevard in Rocklin. The apartment building will have 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units reserved for residents who earn between 30% and 70% of the Placer County median income. That comes out to about $21,750 to $50,750 for two-person households, according to a news release. Rocklin has long been a top destination for young families who are drawn to the South Placer County suburb for its high-performing schools and expansive commercial districts. Real estate prices in the city reflect that demand. The average home value in the zip code where the new apartment complex is being built is $771,000, up more than 23% in the past year. Monthly rents for one-bedroom units at the new apartment complex, called Terracina at Whitney Ranch, are projected to range from $515 to $1,275. Three-bedroom apartments will likely cost between $687 and $1,741 per month. The project cost is estimated at $104 million and it is being built without direct local or state subsidies, USA Properties officials said. In more food and drink news, Sacramento's outdoor food scene is here to stay after City Council approved a permanent dining plan Tuesday. Through the anticipated plan, Al Fresco Dining Program, Sacramento restaurants will be able to use the city's right-of-way for outdoor dining with a reputable permit. The city's more than two-year temporary outdoor program was set to expire on June 30, but now it will be extended through 2023 to help businesses transition to the new plan. This means larger dining areas, enhanced patio designs and safer streets, said Stacy Hovermill, project manager for the Al Fresco Dining Program during the council meeting. But throughout the program's development process, several restaurants echoed a similar request: a faster, easier permit process. In response, the city developed pre-designed, pre-approved outdoor dining options for businesses. Moving on to state news. California lawmakers and Governor Gavin Newsom are in a fierce debate over several hundred-dollar gas rebates as budget negotiations approach the June 30 deadline. But with one-third of Californians living in or near poverty and one-time pandemic relief payments largely in the past, advocates say leaders must use the state's record surpluses to create more support for low-income residents. That was the message Tuesday at the inaugural meeting of the legislature's new Select Committee on Poverty and Economic Inclusion. The state boasts an array of safety net programs, like CalWORKs and CalFresh, which have lowered the poverty rate. But much of California's one-time assistance during the pandemic has disappeared. Panelists repeatedly reminded legislators that the most effective means of lifting Californians out of poverty is through direct cash assistance. The Golden State stimulus provided direct relief to low-income residents during the pandemic in the form of $600 and $1,200 payments. Legislators and Newsom are in the home stretch of negotiations, working toward a June 30 deadline. The new fiscal year begins July 1. On June 13, the legislature passed a sweeping budget bill with some significant differences from the proposal Newsom released in the spring. A record budget surplus has led many Californians to wonder where the extra money is going, especially when California has the highest poverty rate in the country. And lastly, in more California news, a woman and her two dogs were killed by lightning in California, officials said. The woman was walking with her two dogs on a path near a riverbed in Pico Rivera on Wednesday, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff Sergeant Jonathan Branham told McClatchy News in a phone interview. Police arrived shortly before 9 a.m. to find the woman and her two dogs deceased, Branham said. The coroner's office was still working in the afternoon to identify the woman, according to Alani's. Parts of Southern California had thunder, lightning, rain and heavy winds overnight and into Wednesday morning, according to the National Weather Service in Los Angeles. Over the course of 15 years, from 2006 to 2021, lightning strikes have caused about 28 deaths per year across the nation, according to the CDC. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacb.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.